In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to our 27-minute love-in. Get your granny glasses on, put a flower in your hair, jump into your Volkswagen bus, and follow us back to the 60s.
My first song for today was a big hit in the U.S., making the top 10 on both the pop charts, number 6, and the R&B charts, number 6 also. How about
that? Wow.
25 Miles proved to be Edwin Starr's biggest U.S. hit after a signature song and number 1 smash, War.
Oh, I remember Ooh. War.
Good God.
Yeah. The same that starts our show.
Exactly. Enjoy 25 Miles.
It's been raining so much, I thought this was the appropriate record to spin today. It was released by the Cascades in November of 1962, and on March 9th of 1963, it rose to number one on the Billboard Hot 100. It also hit number one and spent 2 weeks in that position on the Billboard's Easy Listening chart. Billboard ranked the record as the number four song of 1962. Sit back, relax, and listen to Rhythm of the Rain.
That it would go and let me cry in vain and let me be alone again. The only girl I care about has gone away, looking for a brand new start. But little does she know that when she left that day, along with her she took my heart. Rain, please tell me now, does that seem fair? To steal my heart away when she don't care. I can't love another when my heart's somewhere far away. The only girl I care about is gone away, looking for a brand new start. But little does she know that when she left that day, along with her she took my heart.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
Take a shiny object, breathe on it, and you can see your own breath. But you cannot see whether it's fresh and clean and pleasing to other people. If you want to feel safe, use Micron. Micron Oral Antiseptic, the most effective mouthwash you can buy to stop bad breath germs. Let's say these G's are the germs, breeding in your mouth and throat. Other mouthwashes reduce the number of germs, but moments later, new ones start growing back to threaten your breath. Micron is different. It not only kills germs on contact, but it keeps the number of germs much lower, much longer. It's been proved more effective hours longer than any other mouthwash, so you can feel safer hours longer with Johnson & Johnson's new Blue Micron. Most effective mouthwash you can buy to stop bad breath germs.
That's one thing bad nowadays, we have to wear the mask, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I know where you're going.
Ooh. Yeah, you can smell your own breath in it. It's not pretty. My next song's from a one-hit wonder group called The Human Beings, B-E-I-N-Z.
Never heard of them.
That means they were cool because I spelled it B-E-I-N-Z. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was a cover of the Isley Brothers song, but all they did was change the names of the dances to the from the Jerk and the Twist to the Boogaloo and the Shingaling.
Okay.
Things were much simpler back then.
Yeah.
It went all the way to number 8 in 1969. How about that, huh?
You didn't make up that number?
No, I wouldn't think of it.
Okay.
Listen to Nobody But Me.
Can do,
Philly!
Like I do, whatever.
See, it was a big hit. I told you.
Yeah. And they were only, that's the only one they ever did.
That's pretty much it.
Wow.
Yep.
That was a good one. Mm-hmm. I liked it.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. My next song is the debut single by Gary Puckett.
Oh, no.
And the Union
no,
Gap.
No, no, please.
And
not Gary Puckett.
Yes.
No. Oh, man.
I'm not playing Elvis, am I?
Oh. I don't know who's worse.
From their 1968 debut album, Woman, Woman, the song went to number 3 on Cashbox and number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 in early 1968. The single was certified as a million-selling gold disc in February of 1968. Enjoy Woman, Woman.
Your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, have you got cheating on your don't see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really killing me.
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, we're listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your transistor radio.
This next song, which was released in 1969, is from the first studio album by the Bob Seger System. It peaked at number 17 on the Billboard Top 10.
This is going to be a good one, huh?
It is. It is.
Uh-huh.
Crank it up and enjoy. Ramblin' Gamblin' Man.
My next song hit the Billboard Hot 100 at number 5 in 1969 for BJ Thomas. Here's Hooked on a Feeling.
When you hold me in your This portion of the show is being brought to you by Chaw Mouthwash, the all-new, all-tobacco juice mouthwash that yellows your teeth and leaves your breath tasting tobacco fresh. That's Chaw Mouthwash, available everywhere in the handy spittoon-shaped bottle.
And then go from the Micron.
Yeah. My next song is from the fourth album by the soul funk band Sly and the Family Stone. Ooh. It was released on May 3rd, 1969, and was written and produced by lead singer and multi-instrumentalist Sly Stone.
Ooh.
It peaked at number 22 on the Billboard Hot 100. Get Your Funk On with Stand.
One that's done all the things you set out to do. Stand. There's a cross for you to bear. Things to go through if you're going anywhere. Things you want are real. You have you to complete, and there is no deal. A midget standing tall, and the giant beside him about to fall.
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.